Not far away now. It's been a massive build-up. 3 o'clock this afternoon, those gates will crash back and all the fast fury of trying to get that position coming down the straight. Hugh Bowman's been in fantastic form, coming off a terrific Derby day and now riding Marmello in the Melbourne Cup from gate number 10. He joins us on the line. G'day, Huey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Congrats on everything with Winks and Derby Day, and it's all about today, though, now.
It is. It's harder to believe. Winks 1 week, and now, I really believe I've got a genuine chance of winning this afternoon on Marmello. I think there's obviously a few good chances. It's an open race, but there's a lot that can't win, too. So, look, it's very exciting. I'm excited, and, yeah, just can't wait to get to the post, to be honest.
And where does the confidence come from, Huey?
Well, I rode the horse last year, and I remember being supremely confident going into the race. He started equal favourite after an eye-catching run in the Caulfield Cup, but he just didn't run up to standard. Huey Morrison was keen to just go straight into the Melbourne Cup, but the decision was made to run in the Caulfield Cup. So I just feel like the trainer's much happier this year, and I'm not worried about him performing off the plane because that's what he did last year. He went very well. So, I know he's going to run a race. Whether that's good enough to win, I can't tell you. But I know he's going to race well.
Mate, after the Caulfield Cup, we rode the Cliffs of Moa and peeled out and thought you'd probably go swish and win and didn't. Were you sort of testing it? Was Ryan Moore always booked for the Cliffs of Moa? So did you jump off and onto Marmello?
I didn't know whether I was going to be riding it in the Melbourne Cup when I rode it in the Caulfield Cup, but it was clear to me soon after that Ryan was going to come and ride him in the Melbourne Cup. But if I had the choice, I would choose Marmello.
Okay.
But I didn't have the choice. Moore is obviously stable rider for the Coolmore operation and Aidan O'Brien, so... I had a fair idea he'd probably ride it, but it wasn't confirmed. There was no confirmed rider when I rode him in the Caulfield Cup, but he will give a sight, though. He's a very good horse.
Well, you sound very confident. If you were to ride another horse in the race, would it be Yucatan or someone else?
It's hard to ignore Yucatan. I mean, you had to see Herbert Power win to believe it. But in saying that... you couldn't see anything that he beat that day winning the Melbourne Cup. So, as impressive as he was, he probably needed to be winning the Melbourne Cup. Can he reproduce that performance? Another question mark. Is he going to be like Marmello last year? Did he run his race at Caulfield? And will he back up into the Melbourne Cup? Again, I don't know, but obviously the team behind him have a great handle on how to prepare horses for this race, and I respect him. He's the one to beat. If I could choose any horse to ride, that would be the one I would choose. But I'm not convinced we're going to see a performance today like we did at the Herbert Power. Well, I'm hoping we don't anyway.
Huey, the pressure of the Melbourne Cup, and it's the race that stops the nation and even the world, we can say that, compared to the pressure of getting ready for a Melbourne Cup and going out there and the pressure of riding Winks. What's that like?
That's different. I mean, look, I suppose the Melbourne Cup, being the Melbourne Cup, has its own unique feeling, and it's something that I've, dreamed of being a part of ever since I was a child. But riding Winks, everyone's watching me. Everyone is there, whether they're at the races or at home on the TV or at the pub or club or wherever they are, they're watching Winks. And because they're watching Winks, they're watching me. And the expectation is upon my shoulders once we go out onto the track. I'm the only thing between her and victory, really. And that's what it's... So the Melbourne Cup is a bit more relaxing in that, yes, it's the biggest race in Australia. It's the most watched race in the country and the most famous race in the country. But people... I suppose if they've had their money on Marmello, they're expecting me to perform. But, if we don't win, we don't win. All I can do is give the horse his chance to run his race. And if we have a fair run, well, I'm satisfied. But with Winks, you have to win. And she's expected to win. So it's very different. But it's different but similar, if I can say that. Sure. If I can sit on the fence.
She's our champion, mate, but she's that unable. Back-to-back arcs and then, what, within a month go over and travel and different country and win a Breeders' Cup. That's an enormous performance.
Yeah, and has to be admired. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to ride at a Breeders' Cup. Something I'd love to do naturally before I retire. But it, you know, you can't be everywhere. I'd love to ride in Dubai at the Dubai World Cup meeting, but it clashes with the Autumn Carnival in Sydney. So, you know, as a jockey, I can only be where my horses are, and you know that those that support me the most are those people here in Australia. So, she's a great horse. Obviously, she's got a record that, you know, a very enviable record. As you say, two-time ARC winner. It's clear to me, even watching, I've never even seen her live, that she wasn't at her best in the ARC. So that gives it even more merit. And to travel overseas and win again, very special.
You've achieved a lot in racing, and you've won most of the big races. But what would winning the Melbourne Cup mean to you?
Well, it's hard to put into words, Laurie. But as I said, as a child, I dreamed of being a jockey, and the reason I want to be a jockey is because I wanted to win the Melbourne Cup. You know, I think my values have changed a little bit with maturity and the fact that I've had such great success and ridden some of the best horses around the world over the last few years. But having had the experience of being such an integral part of Winx's career, you know, there'd be really... I think I'd be very selfish to say if I didn't win a Melbourne Cup, I'd be really disappointed. I mean, I think that has changed for me over the last few years. But obviously, I want to win it. I want to win a Golden Slipper. I want to win everything. I'm a sportsman. You know, I feel like I'm at the peak of my powers. I'm getting great opportunities. And, you know, I feel like I'm capitalising on those opportunities. So, of course, I want to win it. And if it's meant to be, it will be, and it'll be a childhood dream come true. And you know, there's no doubt about it. But if I don't win, as long as I have my chance, as long as I have a smooth run, and I give my horse his opportunity to run his race, that's all I can do.
Huey, keep the good form going later on this afternoon, mate. And so, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Huey Bowman then.
Enjoy.
Champion jockey who's going to be riding Marmello in the Melbourne Cup.